Happy Black. We've arrived.
Our defense. In my defense. In my defense. Nothing is our fault.
That was all improv, by the way.
I said, I have an idea, follow my lead. So if this is your first time ever listening,
sorry.
Don't. We just lost that potential viewer. Anyways, welcome. It is week 6, episode 6. I'm Claire.
I'm Marinne.
And it's going to be a very nice day. So here's your little weekly roundup for you. First things first. Thank you, Florida, for giving us more cities. We are really, really excited to add 2 or 3 more cities from Florida this week.
Miami,
mommy.
Claire would know more about that.
And not to mention New Jersey. You've been added to our list.
Yeah.
And we're really excited about that because Renee loves a good Jersey accent. Ooh. You do.
I just imagine everyone in New Jersey having a cross necklace.
I just imagine everybody in New Jersey listening to this and being like, fuck these girls, and then turning it off.
And now.
So this weekend,
we actually got a chance to go out together because Claire didn't work. If you don't know, she's a part-time bartender.
It is definitely my proudest accomplishment thus far in life, I would say. Mm-hmm. So Renee, you wanna kick off this little roundhouse kick?
Yeah, sure. So we go out, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, we're in this bar scouting out our prey. We are sending our eyes.
Wait, let me tell you something. It's rare that we go out and pay any attention to anybody else in the bar. But this night we're looking around and we're like, you know what? Let's try and find one good-looking guy.
And you know what we got? Twins.
Twins, baby. We got twins.
We saw them from the corner of our eye, and we're like, twins. So perfect for us.
So these twins are looking at us, pointing at us. So I
mouths watering.
So we know the twins are interested. Renee and I realized in that moment of our lives that we want to date twins. And we're not settling for anything less.
No. So if you're not a twin, click off.
Click off. Unfollow me.
That's the only reason we're doing this podcast.
Because we want to find a nice set of twins.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we eventually find our landing spot. We're standing at one of like the standing tables, kind of, you know, right in the mix.
We did say that we prefer like a sitting table, like a regular table, but this had to suffice. It was pretty busy.
We were keeping ourselves available for human interaction. We didn't know how long it was going to last, but we were going to make even a little bit of an effort,
which is rare,
as we were already, as per usual, very late to the bars.
We get there 12:30, right on time.
Right
baby.
On time. We texted earlier that day. I'm like, I'm going to come over at like 9:30, maybe we can get to the bars at like a decent time. No. Anyways, we stop and we kind of set up shop. This group of guys comes up. There's 4 of them. 2 of them are the twins.
3 of them kind of look like triplets.
Yeah, but they weren't. This one guy comes up and his intro line to kind of talk to us is, hey, are you guys sisters?
You'll see when we open up our Instagram that we do not look like sisters. Claire's eyes are about 5 times the size as mine.
Wait, and here's the best
and
part.
And I have ptosis.
I was about to say, we do keep our like hair and makeup similar, dress pretty similarly. But so I guess you could think that any girls are sisters. But then we go, what made you think that? And he goes, your eyes.
And the one part.
The one part. And then one of the other guys goes, what are you talking about? So the twins kind of introduce themselves. They're like, oh, yeah, can you tell we're brothers? I'm like, good one. I bet you guys use that all the time. So Renee and I each begin conversation with a twin, right?
Naturally.
I'm over here talking to this one twin who has gone out of his way to come over here to talk to us. And the conversation, the best way I can describe it, stale. It was so bland. And I'm sitting here like, why am I carrying this conversation with this man who made an effort to come over here? But I look over I see Renee talking to her twin, and they seem to be hitting it off. So for the sake of my friend, I continue to try and find something in common with this guy. It's not going well. A little time goes by. Renee and I are like...
Pan over to my conversation. And we're talking about hometowns, where you grew up. He was Canadian. I'm half Canadian.
That was the highlight of our conversation with these highlight. Twins. That was the only thing we found in common.
But the thing is, I look over to Claire and I go, things are going well. They're really getting into it.
And so a little time goes by. Renee and I are like, we need another drink. We go over to the bar. We look at each other and I'm like, dude... And the vibes are not there. And she was like, wait, what? I'm like, yeah, I just like was talking to him because I could tell that you were hitting it off. She's like, no, I was not. We both thought the other one was really into their respective twin.
Having the time of our lives, just over there, mouth open laughing.
We now need to know that we have to have a code when we're not into our twin for when this happens again. Not to mention the one twin's pickup line to me is, you're Hispanic, yeah? No.
Unfortunately.
Nice try. Thanks for leading with that, because if I was, that's probably not how I'd want to be hit on, by the way.
So I was in Chicago this Saturday, and I just have to bring up this pickup line. Let me just, this adds to the story. I'm not just giving you pointless background. So I'm wearing this black tie shirt and like these plaid pants, all right? So I'm wearing a white and black outfit. I'm at this house party for my friend's birthday. I'm walking down the hallway, go into a room. This guy goes, hey. I was like, so I peek my head out the door. He goes, that color looks really good on you. I go, black?
The universal color.
He's like, yeah.
Hey, dude. Black is your color. Congrats. Not many girls can pull off black and white. You're so lucky.
It's hard to do.
You're so lucky. Wait, rewind to Friday. And let me explain to all of you out there a scenario that we ran into. Renee and I were hit on aggressively and ruthlessly by multiple groups of guys. And you want to know why? What drew all of these men to us?
Take notes.
We had been drinking for a while at this point. Got some shots, whatever. Renee and I find the one empty spot of the bar.
There was literally one empty spot.
In a huge crowd. And we start hitting the robot. And when I say, like, we are not hot girls dancing for attention in the club. We are doing the robot. We are whacking. If anybody knows where that is, where you throw your arms around, we are doing, we are being very, very weird. And I had at one point sat in something, and I wasn't sure what it was, but my left
cheek
was a little wet. And so Renee bent down to sniff it, comes up and goes, yeah, I think that's beer, babe. And then some guy comes over and is like, I gotta ask what I just witnessed. And then wait, other guys come up. We're still doing the robot. They go, did you guys choreograph this?
Yeah. We did.
And wait, one guy's like, here, come on, I'll get you guys shots. We're at the bar. He looks at Renee and goes, what's up with your friend? I'm doing the robot still by myself, like 5 feet away.
And then he swiftly walks away and does not get us a drink. And that's the moment he realized, this isn't a show.
This isn't a show. These are weird girls, and I'm scared.
And he should have known that before. We were literally hitting the highs, the mediums, the lows in our choreography.
We looked like we were trying to start a flash mob, but there were everybody else bailed last minute.
Which sounds like something that would happen to us.
That's like something I'd do for your birthday, is I'd try and put on a flash mob and then I start, no one else joins in. You're like, babe, that's so sweet.
That's a cute dance.
Why are you decided to dance for me in the middle of Times Square? That's okay.
Why are you in the mall in front of Justice dancing by yourself?
Because I have a boombox on my shoulder.
And you're like, no, it's a flash mob.
I'm looking at the guy trying to chase you down, selling you a phone case, being like, dude, Armand, get in. You're supposed to be a part of this.
Come on. I added you to the Facebook group.
I throw my boombox on the ground.
Shatters.
Not today. Something I forgot to add last week when we were talking about things that everybody knows from their childhood or things that, you know, from your childhood in general. I left out arguably one of the most dramatic parts of my childhood, and that is something called Kumon.
Kumon?
Yes. It was like, you know how as a kid you're involved in extracurriculars, like you would go to dance class, you would go to sports or anything. This was that, but math.
Oh, I actually know what you're yeah. talking about. I Kumon, wasn't in it.
That where the O of Kumon in the logo is a slanty face. It literally is telling you, welcome to childhood depression. So with Kumon, we had the Kumon master, like the leader, Mrs. Yoshida. Who, when we were taking our timed Kumon tests there, she would come up right behind your shoulder. You wouldn't even hear her coming quiet as a mouse and go, focus so loud.
It scared the shit out of me.
And I would be like, damn, lady, I'm trying to.
So in this club, you would have tests?
Well, yeah, you go and you take a time test, and then you get like a different colored packet of your homework. I didn't even do my regular homework.
So that's your gold star, is a different colored folder.
So imagine how well my Kumon went over when I didn't even do my regular homework, okay? And it's funny because a family friend of ours was a young genius. We must have been, I mean, I want to say second, third grade. I have no idea. She was also enrolled in Kumon. Want to know how she would get out of doing her cert? Because you would have like maybe like three or four like Kumon packets to do a week.
Oh.
She would take them and she would hide them in her house. And when I say hide them, I do not mean some baby shit, you know, like putting it under your bed. She one time took an indoor potted plant from the bathroom, lifted it up, all the dirt, and put a Kumon underneath it and put the plant back down to destroy the evidence.
Honey, do you have a snake? The shower's a little clogged. It's Kumon. Kumon.
You're like, aw, Kumon. And I couldn't believe that I left out my nightmare that was called Kumon.
This reminds me of something from my childhood. Did you have summer workbooks?
I had summer school a couple times.
Oh, because you,
you were I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, more in high school, right?
Okay, one time in high school.
Okay. Yeah, no, I had summer workbooks where I do homework with my mom.
I feel like your mom just made that up.
No, no. She went to the Barnes & Noble.
Wait, did your school make you do it or did your mom?
No, this was like a hobby.
Oh, no.
This is like, oh, do you want to go jump on the tramp or do you want to do this workbook? The workbook.
Workbook, obviously, mom, pop a squat. That reminds me of one time in third grade, we would have this like big math thing to turn in like once a month where we were supposed to be doing a page every night. I remember sitting in my living room to do the next day. I had not done a page. Sitting with my mom and I'm trying to get it all done. I start like softly crying into the math book, trying to get it finished because I'm not even close. My mom is sitting there and she starts going 64, 42, 59, reading out the answers because that is the only way that that math homework was getting done. I've since improved.
Slightly. Seeing as how our first podcast was an hour and a half long.
Yeah, okay.
Neither of it
still
paid
bad
off,
at math.
So
yeah, so a message to all of you out there, save your money on Kumon. Your kid is still gonna be bad at math. But I do know my simple addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division by heart. So
I don't. I was always the last one to finish the little tests that you did.
The mad minutes.
Yeah, I had to do number 12, or like you had the different, like you did ones and it'd be like one plus two, one plus
yeah.
My 12s, it took months to complete.
Oh no. I can see that for you.
I can too.
Last little part of our roundup that we want to mention is that, as we said last week, we made an Instagram, and hopefully by the time that we post this podcast, we have done more than just register the name, which it is called, all one word, In Our Defense Pod. Not podcast, pod. So that is the name of it. Go follow it, and you can see some images of all of everything that we've been talking about that we've been trying to explain and probably been doing a horrible job.
No.
No. But here are some visuals just in case. So on to our first topic.
Hinge.
Hinge. So I want to preface this with, dating apps are huge for people our age. There are multiple that people are on, and people are like, people will be on multiple dating apps. Like, it's just, it's a big thing.
I have plenty of friends who have met their significant other yes. from a dating app.
Yes. And I know a lot of really hot girls and guys that are on dating apps. I've always been really resistant to them because I just so badly want to meet somebody naturally, but that seems to not be working for me. So
it could be because we are too abrasive in person.
It could not be because we hit the robot, because I have never felt more gassed up. But so Renee and I, for you guys, decided to download Hinge, which is a dating app.
Well, again, because if you remember, Claire did go on quite a successful date with okay. me.
This is, Renee and I one time had Hinge for 2 weeks last summer. And if anybody remembers from our first dates episode, that's how I met Patrick.
That's how I did not meet Patrick.
And that's how I never went on the app again. Recently, it was literally less than a week ago, we re-download, you know, just trying to see it out or see how it works and be able to give you guys some insight on it. So my first impressions, first of all, every single person on this app is white. Every guy on this app is white. I know that's because we're in Indiana, but I also feel like because white men want to be on as many dating apps as possible.
Also because they are not as smooth in person.
No, they're not. Everyone is white. Second of all, everyone's name seems to be Corey, which is my mother's name. And I, in the very first night, and I screenshotted all of them, saw my first night of swiping, 5 guys named Corey. And I was like, where are you coming from? And who is setting me up?
Did you match with all of them?
I didn't. No. I didn't. I just last week mentioned about talking to a guy with my dad's name. And now I'm bombarded by guys with my mom's name.
Seems like a little, you have a type.
Yeah, seems like I have a type. Fuck you. So, basically, the way that this app works is that you have a profile, and it's different because you have a couple pictures, and you get to answer, I think it's 3 prompts, like question prompts, which is really good because when you have the prompts, it's really easy to start a conversation. So people can like some of your like prompts or your pictures to start a conversation. So first, do you want to read how we answered our prompts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So let me get to mine.
Do you have the same ones that we said over the summer?
Yeah.
Okay. These are okay. We flawlessly created these. Okay, go ahead.
Because if someone doesn't have a clever response to these, they're not getting it. So my first one is ideal first date. This is probably my favorite one. My response was, you drive me and my friend to McDonald's, you pay. You drop us back off at my house, we eat it alone, you go back to your house. And you can tell who gets it and who doesn't, because people are like, man, that doesn't sound like a very fun date. Oh, no shit. It's not supposed to be.
Right?
It's supposed to be fun for me and my friend.
My first one is, if loving this is wrong, I don't want to be right. And I answered Stephen A. Smith. For those of you who know who he is, he's a very loud and kind of controversial sportscaster. This goes over so well with the guys because every guy, for the most part, knows who Stephen A. Smith is and definitely has something to say about him. So that answer I found has really done me some justice because I do love that man.
My favorite line is, he was on crack.
The Lakers got Lamar Odom. Well, he was on crack. Just the most soothing, unbiased relaying of facts, Stephen A. Smith.
Can you please make a bedtime story? I want to listen to you while I doze off.
Right.
Into a sweet, sweet sleep. Okay, second one of mine is, you should not go out with me if you consider The Office to be part of your personality. Because people on Hinge seem to believe that
putting The Office in their profile.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I'm such a Jim.
It's a slam dunk.
I'm more of a Dwight than a Jim.
Who wants to come over and binge watch The Office?
And eat tacos.
And have some Margs. Harry Potter. Like, oh. I absolutely shut up.
Let's go to Disney. Oh,
we will later get into what everybody needs to stop putting in their profile, but my second prompt is, I'll introduce you to my family if, and I put, I won't. because it's true. I probably won't. And I'm just going to be upfront about that. And honestly, I've gotten some pretty funny responses. One guy swiped up and goes, "What happened to them?" I was like, "They're chilling. I just, you know."
I'm actually adopted.
And I don't want to talk about it.
And unmatch. Okay, my third one is unusual skills. Maintaining a blackout for over 24 hours.
And I can confirm.
We will tell this story some other time, but there is a specific instance that we are referring to.
You know what? We might have time at the end.
Okay. Good point.
Just for like a really brief. And if we don't, I will, while I'm editing this, I'll make a note to bring it back up.
It could be a whole 30 minutes.
It could. My last prompt is, what if I told you that? And I answered, I suffer from anal fissures.
No.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I was like, me too.
No, I answered, one way to win me over. I said, be able to interrupt me and good luck. Because that is also very true. That's a very good way to describe me. I will like you if you can talk over me, because
you can tell Claire's not having a good time when someone else is speaking and she's nodding her head.
Because if I was having a good time, I'd be jumping into the conversation in a really aggressive manner.
Yeah, but you see?
Yeah, okay, wait, I'm going to let you finish. Oh my God, I'm Kanye West. Everybody else is just Taylor Swift.
I'm not going to let you finish because I have something better to say.
We'll circle back to what you were talking about, but I want to bring up the time I stubbed my toe last week.
Because I want to bring up gun control.
Yeah, I want to bring up gun control. Okay, so some of the hilarious like prompt responses we've seen in guys' profiles, which men and women, the best thing to do on these dating apps is to be able to, like, especially with Hinge, they have these prompts. It is the perfect platform to display your sense of humor. I don't like it when, and we'll get into this more later, but when people answer these prompts really, really seriously, or when they try and make them, like, cringy, like, sexual. Like, it's just disgusting. It's so good to be able to display your sense of humor. So one of the first ones I saw that I thought was really funny is this guy's the prompt, my ideal first date is, and he goes, you watch me karaoke to Fergalicious. I was like, okay.
I'm game.
If you can really karaoke to Fergalicious, I will stand there watching you how Lady Gaga was watching Bradley Cooper at the Grammys.
But doing the robot.
But doing the robot going, yes, babe.
Most of the funny things that I see have to do with pictures because, as we said, we are visual learners.
Yeah, we are.
I have one photo. This is very hard to describe. This might have to be on the gram.
It's so funny.
This man is hanging by like
a thin tree. Like a city tree.
He's like on the side of a road with his arms wrapped around this tree. His mother is holding his feet up and he is kind of lifted, like arching his back in the air.
No part of him is touching the ground.
No, he's about a foot off of the ground.
Essentially, he's hanging onto this tree for dear life while his mom is pulling his feet, trying to clearly get him to let go of the tree.
With one hand. Props to you, Mom.
Props to you, Mama.
I asked him what that was about and he said, I wanted to do the thing where it looks like you are propped up on a pole, like how fitness people do that.
When you get parallel to the ground.
Yeah, when you are
tree.
Parallel, yeah.
Yeah.
And he executed it flawlessly.
The next one I saw is one guy answered the prompt, together we could. And he goes, argue loudly and publicly in IKEA over the correct pronunciation of the end table neither one of us wants to get.
Love that.
I swiped up and I said, then we can share a really quiet ride home.
With the meatballs.
With the meatballs. Another one I really liked was, qualities I'm looking for in a wedding date. This guy goes, someone who doesn't get embarrassed when I get drunk and do the worm. Speaking.
Hello.
Because I will join you on the floor.
I have another picture. It's of this guy. I don't know if you guys have seen that newly released video of this guy crying over watching his parents have sex, But that's the look in this guy's eyes. His pizza is face down, cheese planted on the floor.
Oh my God, this kid is on his hands and knees on the floor looking like he just saw someone die.
Looking like he just literally pissed his pants.
Oh my God.
At the same time like as watching someone die.
My pizza. That's that picture.
But still, I would eat it.
I had a guy who put as one of his prompts, he's like, I want someone who can, and he puts, roast me. So I swiped up, and I decided to give him a little roast. And I said, you look like you use your dad's credit card to pay for your half of the first date bill that you asked me to split with you. He responds, a slanty face. I figure this is him, like, being like, you know what, give it your best shot.
Give me more.
Yeah, right? So I go, you look like the son that doesn't make it on the Christmas card. And he responds, this hurt a lot more than I thought it would. and we unmatched. So pro tip, don't put roast me in your profile if you don't want me to fucking roast you.
So when you say we unmatched, do you mean he unmatched me. With you?
Yeah, he unmatched me.
That's what I figured.
I wasn't happened. Surprised. I think I actually hurt his feelings.
Yeah.
This guy puts, the secret to getting to know me is, he goes, tequila will make my clothes come off. I respond, and I'll wear your sweatshirt home in the morning, .. to sew a scarlet A onto it. Grow up, Jeff.
Did he unmatch?
We did not match at all.
There's
but I'm like, come on. You know, like, get your head out of the gutter. Don't put that out there. You don't want me to be a bitch.
You didn't even want to match with him.
I didn't. He wasn't even cute, but I was like, this guy needs to learn a lesson, and it's going to be from me.
Hi.
It's
going
to be from me, your favorite future stepmom.
Me and Kuman.
Me and Mrs. Yoshida. But go ahead with what you were saying before.
So I noticed a trend as I was going through preparing for the pod like 10 minutes ago. People love to ask how my Monday is going.
Oh my God, I had that today.
Yeah.
I had that today. Hey, Claire, how's your Monday going? It fucking sucks.
How do you think my Monday is going?
I still have a headache from the weekend. I woke up way too early, but not like early enough to go back to bed. So I'm pissed off. I spilled tea on myself in the car. How is your Monday, Conrad?
Let's hear it. Come on. Yeah, give me your highlights of the day. Right? I'd love to hear.
I would love to hear it.
Mine was eating lunch with Claire.
Oh, cute. Wait, yeah, actually, fun fact, mine and, like, Renee and I, our office buildings are, like, 5 minutes away from each other, so we have one place that we can meet for lunch. It's not long, but it's a nice little midday.
It's called the Market District. It's more like a Meijer with a little cafe.
We get soup.
Yeah, we post up shop there.
We post up and get soup every day. So some things which are what not to do on your profile, I'm going to quick rattle off a couple of things that have to do with your pictures. First of all, hunting photos. I know this is Indiana. I do not want to see a picture of you next to a dead deer.
Or
it's
a
disturbing.
Fish.
Yeah, fishing photos fish. Too. Pictures, this goes for girls more than guys, but both of them. A photo with a Snapchat filter that alters your face or gives you animal ears or something. You can't put that on your dating profile. You can only put those on Snapchat.
They have the beauty filter on.
This
Where's
man,
your 5 this, o'clock shadow?
This man is sitting here. I meet him in person. I'm like, did you get your lash extensions removed? I was expecting something a little bit more metro.
Come on.
Next, do not have your very first picture be a shirtless picture.
Planet Fitness bathroom.
Just like don't have it be a shirtless picture. Don't have any mirror selfies. Don't have your first one be a selfie in general. Also, don't have your first picture be a group photo from far away with you and 9 of your buddies.
With you and your 9 other hotter best friends.
Because I was about to say, when it's a big group photo, I don't even scroll down to look at the rest of your pictures.
That's
I'm
your
like,
best,
that's a waste
that's the
of
best
my
you
time. Not just first photos now, but all photos. Stop posting pictures with your car. It's so lame.
But they just got it lifted. They just wrapped their car, and you're going to say that?
Also, do not post a picture where, if you're with a group of friends, and this sounds so mean, but I'm just going to be honest, don't post a picture where you're the shortest guy in the picture. I don't, unless all of your friends are professional basketball players and they're all 6'8", then fine, you can be the shortest one at 6'2".
But I am going to hit you up and ask who your friends are.
I was
are.
About to say, don't post pictures with friends who are significantly hotter than you. There was one guy who I almost matched with him so I could ask what his friend's name was because his friend was a babe.
Men don't do that, but women.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Also, stop posting baby photos of yourself.
Cheeks
like,
out.
Like, wait, what the what
cheeks
the hell?
To the wind.
Why in a
nipples
dating profile?
Nipples singing.
But like, why in a dating profile would I even remotely care what your baby photo looked like? That doesn't make any sense.
So you could see what your children would look like.
No. Also, like, fake modeling photos really creep me out. Non-photo specific things, but things to leave out of your profile. Please, when you're responding to prompts, I don't want to hear you talk about how much you love lifting and how much you love working out. I don't care. Okay?
What do you want in a partner? Someone where we can work out
Wait,
together.
I'll brag about you to my friends if you lift. Well, I don't.
Well, be prepared to zip your mouth.
Also, I really don't like it when guys express what their love language is in their profile. Mm. That's just, I think I'm like more of like a me thing because I feel like that reads is so soft. I'm like, I don't care what your love language is.
Because we won't get
because
to that
Because mine
point.
Is gifts. But also, and this, you know, nothing against anybody personally, but I don't really like it when somebody puts their religion, like, feels the need to specify their religion in their profile because it just makes me feel like they're on a different level of spirituality than I am. And I, especially in Indiana, you know, there are a lot of people out there who might put Jesus a little bit farther up than I do. You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
All of this being said... Oh, also, I hope this doesn't sound too shallow, but I'm going to be straight up honest. You can filter some of your searches. I have filtered out guys that are under. I have filtered it so I only see guys that are 5'10 and up.
This? I didn't know this.
Yeah, and here's the thing. 5'10, I know that guys who put 5'10 on their dating profile,
they're 5'9.
90% of them are probably 5'8. I thought I'd give some of the benefit of the doubt. Just like how when guys put 6 foot, you can expect 5'10".
Yeah, we've done a little research on this.
And there's nothing against my short kings. I love all my short kings, but I'm 5'7". And so when I go out, I don't wear really big heels, but they're usually between like 2 to 4 inches. So, and if somebody, I'm totally cool with somebody being eye level with me while I'm in heels, but I just don't want somebody that I am like towering over at the bar. So like if you're 5'8 and we're going out together and I happen to put on some like 4 inches, I'm significantly taller than you.
When you have to bend down, they're right. Like, what'd you say?
I said, I said, buy me a drink.
What do you want?
Vegas bomb. Literally is Renee at the bars. Renee goes and bodies up some big dude and goes, Vegas bomb. Starts banging
me
her.
Vegas bomb.
Starts banging her fists on the table. Vegas bomb. Renee hungry. Renee smash. She has nacho cheese dripping down her face.
Sour cream on my nose. Like the lifeguards.
We've gotten a little bit carried away. Okay. All of this being said, we will start to, like, every now and then discuss other dating apps. Today was just Hinge specifically. But a big reason we brought this up is because, dear viewers, listeners, we care so much about you that we are going to go out there and experiment for you. With our sexuality.
Finally, we what they've been wanting to hear.
We have both agreed that we will go on at least one Hinge date this week, which, Rina, you need to catch up because I already have a date, and I'll talk about him in one
Shut
second.
Up.
We both agreed to go on at least one date this week so we can report back to you all. I'm going to personally try and go out on two, which is hard because I go home from work, and I'm greasy. And I'm tired.
Uh-huh.
And I want to pour a glass of wine. But cheers, by the way.
Oh.
Sorry, no crack of the claw, but here's a...
We're some classy girls today instead.
Let's take a quick sip. Classy bitch ASMR. That is a white. A crisp white.
Is that a Franzia?
From the Franzia region of France. Thank you.
From a... CVS on sale.
Wait, when I walk in and the lady goes, ID, oh, pff, I don't need to see yours. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I'm going to try and go out. I know that I'm a little bit more of a go-getter than Renee. So I'm going to try. I'm, by all means, babe, outdo me.
Please, no, thank
go
you.
Go on more dates.
No, thank you.
But so I am really going to try and go out on two. I already have one set up for tomorrow at 8 p.m.
On a Tuesday.
And on a Tuesday. What was I going to do on Friday and waste my time? No.
You've done it before.
Yeah, but I brought you with. And this guy went to he is a VP of sales at a certain company. He's a little bit older.
How?
He's 30.
Oh.
But.
He's ready to settle down.
That I was about to say, this just makes me 100% sure I'm not picking up any part of the tab.
Not even the tip.
This is a work professional who's been in the workforce for longer than I've been, I was going to say alive. That is stupid.
So are you going to wear business casual on your date?
No, but I can tell you what I will do, and that's...
Pleated pants?
Pleated pants. No, what I will do is my hair. I'll blow dry it probably.
Aww.
Which is, that's a big deal. Actually, that's, you know, nice. What? Now that I'm thinking about it, my hair is still straightened from the weekend because I haven't washed it yet. I'll probably slick it into a ponytail so I don't have to do anything else.
That's what I would do.
And that's the tea. So get ready to hear about these dates. Watch me come back and I will have gone on four. I will have gone on back-to-back dates.
Watch me come back and I've been sitting in my bed all week.
Yeah, if you don't go on at least one, well, I'll be pissed, so... And if you could see the way I'm looking at her right now, it's the look that I give her when she knows I'm going to be pissed if she doesn't do what I'm saying right
now.
Like
when I lost my keys this weekend.
And I literally tackled her, when we finally found them, tackled her to the floor to strangle her and say, how many times have I fucking told you to hang up your keys? Do not do this again.
The worst part was she kept saying, did you check under the ottoman?
Oh, wait. I asked her multiple times. I said, did you check under the ottoman? One time she goes, yes, I checked under the ottoman. I'll go check again.
I did. I have two ottomans.
They were under the ottoman. Renee had only checked one. And I'm going to stop myself here because I don't want to get too heated.
Are you okay?
But it was annoying because we were late to go get our Pinot Grillo at the Mexican restaurant. Wait, speaking of which, we went to go get lunch after at this Mexican restaurant across the street. And on their wine list, they had a Pinot Grillo, G-R-I-O. And I'm like, Pinot Grillo sounds so good right now. Pinot Grillo will go so good with my quesadilla. We did get it.
We did.
Next thing we wanted to bring up. I can't stop snapping today. I'm just in that mood. So for me personally, we've said this before that we consider ourselves pretty emotionally stable girls. We like to really give off that vibe as hard as we can with guys that we're starting to talk to, because then guys are like, God, this girl is so cool. This girl isn't crazy at all. This girl is so normal. So here is our trick, and I know other girls out there use this. Here's our trick for not looking crazy. You want to lay it on him?
Yeah, you are crazy, just not to the man that you are talking to.
Exactly. You have your friend do the dirty work. Your friend is crazy for you. It's, you know, the end of the night, you're about to leave the bars, you want to know what the man that you're into is doing. Do you hit them up?
No.
No, because that's crazy. And I would never text somebody first.
Yeah.
What do? You have your friend call them 49 times until they have to answer.
And this is real.
And you have your friend text them, can you text me back? This is an emergency.
So with me and Claire specifically, I'm never actually talking to any men. So I put it on myself to, you know, really initiate that good conversation with the guys that Claire is talking to.
Renee makes sure that they're awake so then I can,
yes,
you know, talk to them.
The only reason that Claire has one of her many, many men's phone numbers is because I Snapchatted him and just lay her number down there and go, it's about time you have Claire's number. Stop Snapchatting like infants.
Yeah, and then he texted me, wow, like, you would have your friend give me your number. And I don't want to get into that because he outsmarts Renee and I constantly, and he's constantly. The only boy I've met who can do that. That was mean. But it's really frustrating. I've done this for my friends before, too. It's like your friend finds out what your man is doing and what his plans are so that you know if it's a good time for you to hit him up.
You should see the smirk on my face.
You just, yeah. Because here's the thing. No guy faults you for having a psycho friend.
No, that's your friend. That's not you.
And they're just going to be like, oh, and eventually they'll find it endearing. I promise. Eventually they're going to be like, oh, God, like my girlfriend's crazy friend. I want to know why I'm your girlfriend? Because my crazy friend did the dirty work while I sat back and played cool girl the whole time.
As you're telling me what to say the entire time.
Yes. As I'm rabid telling you what to say, call him again.
Foaming at the mouth.
Foaming at the mouth. Did you FaceTime?
Yes, only 20 times.
Request his location. This is like barely an exaggeration.
Not even. 20 times is not a lot.
20 times is not a lot, especially for us.
Yeah.
Renee and I are notorious for, mostly with our guy friends and, like, other friends, we love to FaceTime them on our way home from the bars just because usually, like, you know when you're drunk and you haven't seen some of your close guy friends in a while and you guys are just on that good bool vibe when you're coming home from the bars? Hey, they're great to talk to. But, I mean, that's why you have your friend be crazy.
Yeah.
Because who cares?
And that's what I am to you.
Exactly. Renee is my perfect crazy friend.
You and never expect it.
And I'm just the cool girl who sits back and I'm just so chill.
You're so chill.
I'm so chill. Speaking of having crazy friends, we are crazy individuals.
So we've gotten into this bad habit. Not even gotten into, it's been years.
It's been years. And I wouldn't even call it a bad habit. I would more just call it like...
insane.
An embarrassing habit that goes unnoticed.
So we, every time we go out, not every time, but you know,
a lot,
you know, sometimes we go out and we're thinking about a celebrity and we really want to talk to them. Like we wish that we could be the crazy one FaceTiming them right now, but all we have is their Instagram and their DMs.
And we can't believe that we don't have more celebrities' numbers.
Yeah. So we DM celebrities when we are fucked up.
Yeah. That's exactly what we do. We DM them on Instagram as if they're going to read them.
My personal favorite... God, I DM'd Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis is in Activia's. Jamie Lee Curtis.
The
Jamie Lee woman Curtis. With the most perfectly aligned bowel. Jamie Lee Curtis. Y'all know the commercials with the dots that line up.
I DM her, what was your skincare routine in 1985?
Hold on. Can I give some background?
No.
Wait.
That's only the first of three messages.
I just saw the rest of them.
Second one, we go, also, what was your diet? Your body was incredible. And then I send, I'm so sorry. She has yet to respond.
You're like Jamie Lee Curtis. Please don't hold this against me. It's not who I am as a person.
Yeah. And to give some background, we
found a YouTube. Okay. We had. Okay. Hold on. We're watching this one show called Love Island. And there's this guy who's a professional dancer on there. And all of a sudden, he one time came in and we always say, Curtis coming in with the hips. Because this man entered the villa in a sarong with his hips. I ain't ever seen a sway like that. He put hula girls to shame. So just be like, oh, Curtis with the hips.
Curtis with the hips.
Curtis with the hips. And so we tried to Google Curtis with the hip or because tried to YouTube because we're like, maybe somebody else noticed this.
They had to, and they had to word it the same way.
Then we just see Jamie Lee Curtis perfect body or something like that. And we see this clip of her like doing a heavy duty workout routine with like a John Travolta movie or something. We end up looking up the movie and it goes, there's this article that pops up and it goes, Jamie Lee Curtis on the struggle of having the perfect body. We're like, oh my God.
She is so strong.
I was going to say, Jamie Lee Curtis is so strong. I can't even imagine the struggle of having the perfect body.
I mean, put yourself in her shoes.
Put yourself in her shoes. I would cry myself to sleep every night. I couldn't deal with the pressure.
And how does she do it?
How does she look in the mirror and be comfortable with her perfect body? She probably sobs and goes, there must be one flaw, Jamie Lee. It's her bowel. That's why she texts Vivian. That's her flaw. I just cracked the code. I was going to say little known fact about me, but kind of widely known fact about me. I have DM'd Young Thug, I love you, every day for almost 3 years.
She has.
And it's not a joke. I will one day to the podcast Instagram post a screen recording, scrolling through them, with the occasional Merry Christmas, I love you, or Happy Birthday, I love you, every day for 3 years. And I just hold out hope that one day he will see these, and at the very least, he'll have to respond because he'll be like, this girl rides for me.
You want to know what the worst part of this is? So Young Thug had a concert.
I'm literally going to off myself.
Yeah, he had a concert where we live, and our school's hockey team was at the same venue as Young Thug. What do I see scrolling through Instagram? All of our friends posted up.
All of our friends on the hockey team taking pictures with Young Thug. I, to almost all of them, went, and none of you thought to mention, hey, could you do me one fucking favor and open my friend Claire's DMs? Just open it and send a heart and she can die happy.
Just double tap the message.
I was pissed at them. Because I'm like, you guys all know that I have spent so much time pursuing this. And not one of you thought, oh, it's Young Thug. And I didn't come to anybody's brain. And you weren't like, I know a girl who has spent countless hours of her life trying to get this man's attention. None of you. To this day, I can barely speak about it. I'm so upset.
Snakes, all of you.
Snakes, all of you. Another person I DM'd. If anybody here is an American Idol fan, you want to go ahead and explain who this guy is?
Yeah, Sanjaya Malakar.
Sanjaya Malakar.
Some of you may know he was the best singer on American Idol. He had the best hair. Okay. Wait.
In reality, what was this, like 2006?
Yes.
He's on American Idol. He, Sanjaya Malakar, is horrible, okay? He's a horrible singer.
He's worse than us.
Which is still pretty good. But yeah. And he was on the show for, like, a lot longer.
He was in the top 12, yeah, okay?
So he was there for a lot, like, Sanjaya stuck around for a lot longer than he should have, but eventually gets voted off. We're like, one day Renee and I are laughing about Sanjaya Malakar. I go, I'm going to find him on Instagram. Found Sanjaya Malakar. He now has two dogs and a slightly better haircut. I sent him, hey, Sanjaya, big fan. You got voted off of American Idol way too early. This was probably 6 months ago. I have yet to hear back from Sanjaya Malakar. And I'm not going to say that I'm disappointed.
Or surprised.
But I will say that I fully expected a response. In my defense, every single time I send a DM, even to a celebrity, I fully expect a response. Oh my God, I say celebrity as if Sanjaya Malakar and Jonah Falcone are big celebrities.
Come on.
But I 100% expect that somebody's going to respond to me. And I don't think that that's wrong. I think that that's realistic.
I agree.
You would DM me back.
And that's all for today, folks.
Okay. Once again, we have made an Instagram. It's all one word, In Our Defense Pod. So you guys can find us there. Follow us there. Don't forget to, hold on.
Bless you.
Thought I was going to sneeze. I didn't. Don't forget to leave a review, leave a comment, leave a rating. Recommend us to a friend. Listen in the car. Listen alone. Listen while you're crying yourself to sleep. Listen while you're doing your laundry.
I can really tell you're about to sneeze because now your voice sounds a little bit more.
No, dude, I can't. I literally need to sneeze so bad. Don't let that distract you from the information I'm relaying. But yeah, all of this really helps us out. Also, wait, quick side note. I'm sorry that the quality of our ad read is so low. We'll try and record that on our actual microphone sometime soon.
Sometime.
Don't hold your breath, but thank you everybody for listening. It's been Claire and her friend. Peace and blessings.